Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful Monday morning. And as I do every week, I draw a card of the week for a vibration. And today I am laying out my whole deck of cards, and I've drawn a card, and I say this a lot. I have a lot of favorite cards in my deck, and I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck. Anyway, my top favorite card is a card called The Fool. And the reason I love this card is for a few reasons. First, if you look at this in the bigger spiritual realm of things, the fool is the spirit leaping into the human form. So it starts, it's the zero card. It's the point of beginning. Because when you're born, there's a nanosecond that you are 0 seconds old. All right? So when you jump into this lifetime and decide that you're living this lifetime, you come into this lifetime in total trust. You have no idea as a mundane human being what you're going to experience, but your spirit can't wait to be here. So there's an enthusiasm about being in this lifetime, all right? So it's the first reason I love that card. The second reason I love that card is that sometimes it shows you being presented with an opportunity where you are challenged to rely on pure faith and trust to take the opportunity. I am of the belief that we regret the things that we haven't done more than the things that we have done. And we have all had those opportunities, whether they're small mini ones where we could be invited to a party or an outing or whatever, and we decide not to go. And we miss whatever could have been the potential of that outing, right? But it also can mean the idea of leaping in a new direction because you really want to try something brand new. And then the last reason I love this card is it is a card that talks about trust. And the more spiritually aware you are, the more trusting you are of your progress, right? And what it means is that you end up experiencing the contrast of being in the real world human form as opposed to being the spiritual world, which is peaceful, serene, connection to all. And it trusts that everything about your life is being supported by the universe. And so that's the other reason I absolutely love this card. So that's your vibration of the week. And probably the key word of this is that you're in this lifetime for a reason. Trust it. So I'm going to go to area code 404. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Sure. What's your first name?
Kay.
Hi, Kay. What's your question?
I'm just calling to see, what is it that, do you pick up anything as far as on my love life, past relationships or anything like that?
Let's see. Let's see. Well, there's big change coming. You have a card that's in traditional tarot. It's called the Wheel of Fortune. In my deck, it's actually called Change. And what it challenges you to do is to stay calm in the middle of change. In other words, know that changes will always happen. The sun will always rise and set. The stars will always be there at night. All of those things are constant, and that you need to connect with that feeling of constant. And I know that doesn't necessarily address your love question with, I just want to let you know that there is still chaos around any past relationship, and there is potential or a better opportunity with a new relationship. So what I'm seeing here is you also have a card here that I interpret as being guided by the angels toward what you really, really want to have in your life, which is a viable companion of choice, somebody that it is a feeling of total partnership with that person. And what I'm seeing here is that you have this card that talks about if you just allow yourself to be guided and totally let go of expectations from someone from the past, then the new person that comes into your life is a much better fit. And the power month I'm getting for you for romance is October. So what I'd like you to do instead is make peace with past relationships so that the future ones are a little bit more worthy of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because what I'm getting here with you is that these next 4 months are about you relaxing into being totally you, which is an interesting thing for me to tell you, because a lot of times there's a song by Pink that I absolutely like, and it's called Stupid Girl, right? It is. Do you listen to Pink at all?
No.
Okay, there's a song. Look it up on video. Seriously, go on Google. Look up Pink's song Stupid Girl, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not calling you a stupid girl, but what I'm pointing out is that there are women out there that will do whatever they think they need to do in order to get a man's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want you to be that girl, all right? I want you to be the gal that is so comfortable in who she is that men find you absolutely irresistible.
Okay.
Because men are not looking for a woman that defines herself through the relationship with them. Most men are looking for a woman who is already independent and already who she is before that man came into her life.
Okay.
All right? Because I'm getting anybody from the past I want you to make peace with. I don't even mind if you stay friends with him, but your cards are indicating a brand new relationship coming to you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
So that past relationship that you do see,
yes,
you see that being over, or you see him trying to come back?
What I see here is that there's something that he needs from you that may sound really good right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it is temporary.
Okay.
So what I want, and again, I don't mind if you make friends with him. I don't mind if you end up with an accord that the two of you have a sense of peace with each other. But don't be tricked into the idea that this is romantic.
Okay.
Okay. And if you just look at it kind of clinically, it's going to make all the difference. If you look at it, because people should be judged by what they do, not what they say.
Okay, correct.
All right. So if you look at it that way, I'm judging you, you're telling me that, but I haven't seen it. That's how you kind of need to address that.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for
perfect.
Checking in.
Thank
See you
me.
Later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. Okay, I got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this?
Brenda?
Linda?
Brenda, B-R-E-N-D.
Oh, Brenda, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What's your question for me today?
Almost the same as hers. I had went through a divorce, and I just feel depressed, and it's like I can't let go, and is there some other love out there for me?
Yes, but you know, you made a statement that bothers me, is that you can't let go of this man.
I have a hard
man.
Time, yes.
Okay, well, I don't blame you. It's very shocking when you've built a life with somebody and then suddenly there's a separation. And you, for some weird reason, are feeling a sense of guilt that you shoulda, woulda, coulda done something more.
I am. You're right.
And that's the part you need to tackle. Because what I'm seeing here is you did nothing wrong. There's a series I'm watching right now, which is just delightful. It's on Netflix. It's called Grace and Frankie. Have you seen it?
No.
Do you have Netflix?
I do, but I would love to. Yeah.
Okay. This is a really unusual series. It's about these two women that are sort of forced to interact with each other because their husbands, after 35 or 40 years, who are law partners together, fall in love with each other. So the two husbands fall in love with each other, and they both go to their wives and ask for a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I'm bringing that up to you is that this has nothing to do with how fantastic a woman you are. This letting go of this relationship has nothing to do with that. It has to do with your ex having some fantasy about a better life out there.
Yes.
Out there, all right? And the thing is that you have to realize it's a fantasy.
Uh-huh.
He's not that hot.
I know. People keep telling me that.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that it's his loss. But what I want you to see, and the reason I want you to watch this little, it's a poignant little comedy. It is just, each episode is only a half hour. I'm up to episode 9 right now. But it's just a delightful little, and you know, I would recommend that you binge watch it for a couple nights.
And what's it called again?
Grace and Frankie. It's got Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, two of my favorites.
Okay.
Especially Lily Tomlin. I got to meet her once.
Yes.
She's a tiny little thing. She's like 5 feet on a tall day and just tiny, tiny.
Yes.
She's just so, and her energy is just so amazing. Anyway, just loved her. But what your cards are saying is that I want you to spend June getting rid of burdens that aren't yours. All right, and one of the burdens that isn't yours is the burden of the idea that you could have, would have, should have done something to save that relationship.
Yes.
No,
I agree.
You got to dump that because it was not your fault. This is him. This isn't you. It's him. Okay? So here's what I'm seeing is that your big power month for you to kind of really realize that this wasn't about you, it was about him. Your big power month for you to get the confidence back that it really wasn't you, it was him. I want you to let go of things that remind you of him. I'm serious.
Okay.
So I want you to take, I actually want you to take pictures of the two of you as a couple and put them in a box somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a box, put them in a room you never go into. Seriously.
Yes.
Pack that shit up. All right. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and get rid of, or again, put away anything that is even a squishy when things were better reminder of the two of you. So any jewelry he's given you, anything that is anything you guys found when you were out traveling or whatever it was, put that away too.
Okay.
I really don't want you to have anything as you look around your living space that reminds you of him.
I got it.
Okay. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to write a goodbye letter to him. You are not going to mail it. Do not mail
it. Okay.
All right? But you're going to say everything in this letter. And what I want you to realize by the time you're done writing this letter is how much work you did do to save the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And that nothing that you did made a difference because this man was very selfish about what he wanted to do moving forward. And again, he's not that hot.
That's what people keep telling me.
Okay. Well,
even our daughters.
Okay. The people are right. And the thing is that, see, he thinks he's filled his responsibility, that your daughters are old enough that that he can move on and maybe go find himself some hot blonde, which, I'm sorry, she's not going to be that into him.
Thank God. See, I'm still, it's like, I know I got to let go, and that's why I got thinking, is there anybody else out there in this world for me?
Yes. Yes. But I haven't finished with your homework assignment.
I'm so sorry.
So you're going to write this goodbye letter. You're going to say everything about, this is all the stuff I did for you. This is all the stuff I did to save the relationship. This is all the stuff I did. The last paragraph is going to be along the lines of, do you have a pencil? Because I really want you to write this
part
down.
I've been writing this down.
Okay, good girl. You're going to write the following sentence. I release this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, and you're going to go outside and burn it. Now, I hope that while you're writing this goodbye letter to your stupid ex, that you end up having a good cry or getting pissed off when you're doing this. The more emotions that can come up while you're doing this, the better. I want to tell you that your power months for meeting somebody new are between July and September this year. I really want you to make a dedicated effort to put yourself in the path of men.
Okay.
All right? Now, what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know lately. I don't know. I like to ride bikes. I like to walk.
Let's go to that. Let's go to the whole bike thing. Some
yes.
of the neatest guys on the planet are bicyclists. Some of the neatest, I'm going to say that again, some of the really neatest, funnest, neat, professional, responsible, unencumbered men are bicyclists. And I will tell
like
you, if you get yourself in a habit of riding your bike as soon as daybreak happens, it does not
That's
matter
like
how.
It.
Okay. The thing is, though, is that what I want you to do is then go to one of the bicycle stores near you and see if there's a biking club, and that you're a beginner.
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing I want you to do is I want you to sign up for charity events that have to do with bicycling.
Okay.
So you're going to ride your bike. Some of them are, you know, small. Like some of them could be only, 10 miles or 25 miles. I don't know if you're ready for a 50 or 100 miler, but you could work up
yet.
To that.
No, no.
But the thing
is
you could do a 10 or 25 mile one. And the neat thing about it is you show up really early. You jump on your bike, you do your bike ride, and then when you get back, you just kind of hang around with your bike. And your little bib number is still taped to your T-shirt.
Yes.
Okay. Because
I think
as soon as you get more involved with that, not only will you feel better because those little endorphins are going to start batting around inside of you, but I also think what's going to happen is you're going to meet a nice man. And as soon as you meet this nice man, you're going to go, wow, why did I put up with the bull crap from the other guy so long?
I totally agree with you. Even my daughter says, Mom, get out there. There's things to do.
Okay. I love your daughter. Tell your daughter she's right.
May I ask one more thing, though? I forgot.
Really quick.
The past relationship, how'd you say that last sentence again?
Okay.
I release
this past relationship for the one I deserve. Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, and you're going to burn the sucker.
All right. Thank you, Mona.
All right. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Got somebody here. Whoop. All right. Let that call go. I got somebody here from the 504 area code. Let me get you on the air. Hello, 504. Who's this?
Hi. I was just listening.
Oh.
I didn't have a question. Thank you.
But you could ask a question. All right, I'll put you back on hold. All right. Got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this? Hello, 561. Hello. You still there? I hear somebody. Sometimes there's a delay that they're listening on the computer, but then they don't jump on live. All right, 561.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, who's this?
Hey, remember my mom? Remember me?
I cannot hear you at all, so I don't know what you're doing with your mouthpiece, or you might have me on speaker, but I can't hear you.
Hey, Kitty.
Hello?
Lila, can you hear me?
I cannot hear you. Do you have me on a headset or Bluetooth?
No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, barely. What's your question?
Just want to see what you see coming up for my love life this summer.
All right, let's see. All right, wants to find out about love life. Okay, I'm going to give you an interesting thing to think about. I want you to think about what your expectations are in regard to your love life. I want you to decide what are your priorities with your love life. I want you to describe the right kind of guy for you, because what it's saying is your cards are talking about the men that you have been attracting are men that are not worthy of you, in my opinion. But the other thing that I'm getting with your cards is that you're not really ready for a serious relationship. You say you're ready for a serious relationship, but what I'm getting here is that there is something that you still need to take care of that has nothing to do with love relationships first, before the love relationship actually comes into your life.
Oh, so you don't see anything this summer? Yeah, you see anything this summer?
What I'm seeing is a vibration, a different vibration for you to adopt. That it's not about just attracting any guy into your life right now. It is about you deciding what it is you really want in your life, which may or may not include a guy. That there needs to be a vision or a focus of what you want moving forward, not just attracting a guy. Which is it's the weird thing I can tell you, because you've asked me about romance, but your cards are going, no, 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 she needs to pay attention to her career right now. There's a reason why the relationships attracted to her are not working, because you're not supposed to count on that as your foundation first. It's literally talking about you moving forward with something that occupies your time, that gives you a sense of joy, that is beyond or different than just the goal of finding a relationship. So it's saying that you're either supposed to do something phenomenal connected with what you do for work first, or something connected with your spirituality, or something connected with your creativity, or something connected with your health. Those things all happen first before you draw him in.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
See you later.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment, or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.